Thank you for tuning in to the show about nothing. I'm your host, Jaja Banks, and today's special guest is my boo, Mr. Harry Kelly. How are you?
Hey, yo. What it is, people?
So, what do you think about the current state of hip-hop?
It's trash, no, I'm playing. You know, I'm starting to like realize, you know, hip hop is a young person's game.
Ooh.
And, you know, majority of people that actually buy music is kids and women. So a lot of music is definitely catered towards their ears opposed to like grown ass man, I guess. But there's some good music out there. Just like, see, this is the thing. It's like, every generation got it like, okay, that music's trash, and this music's good. This is a rapper, this is an MC. And, you know, honestly, it's just like whatever's hot, really. Whatever's popping, whatever's going down, you know. People want to listen. People want to have their own opinions about what music is, what a true rapper is, what a true MC is. And, you know, it goes on and on. It definitely comes down to personal preference, if you will.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. I think that the state of hip hop is, I don't even know, like, for the most part, I don't look, when I'm listening to something new, I'm not really listening to the lyrics, like, for the most part, it's not even about the lyrics at this point, and because they're not even talking about nothing. I'm like, wait a minute, now, how did that even make sense?
Exactly.
So,
it's the beat, and if you can shake your ass to it.
Right, you know, vibe to it.
Vibe to it. If it's a new dance craze.
Oh my gosh, speaking of that, I think that the stupid shoot dance, that dance is just so stupid to me. It's the dumbest shit. But you know what? We did dumber stuff.
Hell yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But I just think that the dance is just, like, who came up with this? What was y'all doing that y'all came up with this? Like, who? And then, like, I don't know what that dance is called, but it's like a moving neck thing. Like,
moving neck
thing. Like, they moving their neck. I forgot what it's called.
Is it the killing with the shoulders?
No. No. Okay. Like, they like moving their neck. You got to stop and then be like, I'm telling you, that's going to be the up.
Do that again. How it go? How it go? I ain't seen that before.
I'm going to have to show you a video because I don't even know what it's called, but I know that dance is retarded. But when it's done right, it's all right. Right. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, another dance I grew up and I always thought was stupid, but we definitely did it. And since, you know, you were a Moesha fan, you know, the Bankhead Bounce.
That was my favorite.
But see, it's the same
and the snake.
Thing. It's
and the snake. That was my favorite thing, too, because I used to be up and up.
I used to body rock back in the day.
I'm done. Of course, we all hit the Soulja Boy.
And I thought that was stupid at the time, but shit, I swear to God, back in the clubbing days.
I'm done.
Because 50 did it, and I was like, well, shit, if 50 can do it, I'll do it. That was my excuse. Was
no. Shit. I know.
I'm embarrassed to say it, not really, but hey,
it happened. Hey, they be in the club doing the shoe dance.
Hey, I see it. What's funny is, like, because, you know, I work at the stadium, and it's all the little kids, no matter what color they are, they know every single dance craze.
Mm-hmm.
Like that little backpack kid dance.
Is that what that's called?
It's like this little white.
I know what you're talking about. But
it's the backpack.
Is that what it's called?
I think. Well, what is it called?
I don't know.
I think it's the backpack kid.
Shoot,
dance.
I thought you was telling me something.
Nah, it's like.
But I like the dance. I think it, and then the one that they do,
I
like.
I can't do it. That's why it's stupid.
Oh, you're talking about, I know what you're talking about. Y'all, I'm about to show him. You're talking about this.
Yeah. Real fast.
That part is dumb. Yeah. Like, I swear that the fast part is dumb. But I like the one that they.
Oh, yeah, the orange shirt kid dance. I know how to do that one.
I like that dance. It's stupid, but I like it. It's funny.
Yeah, it's definitely funny. Hey, I've been seeing every time the kids are on the big screen, they always like either doing the shoot or they doing that little dance or they doing the backpack.
Oh, let's those call it by its right three. Name. It's called the block, the JB Block Boy.
Block Boy, yeah.
Whatever. So, who is your favorite artist right now?
Right now, and I hate to sound cliche, but it's got to be K-Dot. It's kind of like K-Dot and, you know, J. Cole go like this for me.
Yeah.
As far as like commercial hit and guys.
Yeah.
Those are the dudes I fuck with.
Yeah.
Tough.
I love K-Dot for sure. J. Cole definitely grew on me. I didn't realize that I knew more than I did.
Yeah.
But he definitely makes great music. I don't know. My favorite artist, I'm not going to even lie. Like, and we always talk about this. I really do love Uzi Vert, Lil Uzi Vert.
Man.
Like, he is one of my favorites right now. Like, I like him.
One thing I would say about him, he's always knows how to, like, you know, grab the attention. Even though, like, he has more of a cult following than, like, a commercial following. And I ain't trying to be funny with it, you know, with the whole Lil Uzi, Lucifer thing, whatever. All that aside, like, I really respect that dude's hustle.
Yeah.
But am I a fan?
I like him. I like his style. I like that he's different. I love it. Like, it's like I was talking with somebody at work and I was telling them about Post Malone. Like, Post Malone really got like he has a huge following.
Yeah, and that's what it's about nowadays.
Yeah, like, that's true. I think he makes good music too, because when I sit down and I listen to it, like he found a way to infuse that melodramatic soft rock with hip hop, and I like it. Like,
he's blending it.
It's definitely
he's making hip hop fit his style.
Yes, yes. And you cannot be mad at stuff like that when you're original. Like, that's originality.
Yeah.
You can't knock that. That's originality. That's why I like Lil Uzi Vert, because it's originality. He not copying nobody.
It's just that, and I'm glad you brought this up, because that's going to be nice into the next segue. Like, it's just like, I just find how he is kind of off and weird. And it's not for me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, I'm a Uzi Vert fan because of the way he dresses or anything. Like,
right.
You know, one of my, and we're going to go back into this, but one of my favorites that dressed weird all the time back in the day was
Andre.
Was Dre.
Andre 3000.
Three stacks,
man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That nigga dressed weird as shit. but that nigga can rap, man. That's a thing. That's an MC right there.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, for the time, I guess you can look at it as like, well, he's doing it for the attention, but like, social media wasn't
popping in, and I don't think that he was doing it for the attention.
I don't think so either, but it can be perceived as that way.
Yeah. I was looking at an interview, and it was with Erykah Badu, and Erykah was saying, like, he actually talked to her first and was like, I'm about to start doing this. I'm about to start doing that. And she was like, go for it.
And another thing I saw, I'm not trying to cut you off. Another thing I saw, just to co-sign with that, he said he liked to dress like the music, basically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Outkast, you know, they wasn't like conventional.
And I like that about them.
I love that about them.
I definitely like that.
Big Boy's on my top 20.
Yeah. On your top 20. So who's on top 5?
Top 5 of all time?
Top 5 of all time. What does top 5 usually mean? Of all time, right?
I mean, you know, because it's like, that's a hard question, because, you know, of course people going to say Big.
Yeah.
They're going to say Tupac. They're going to say Jay-Z.
I'm not going to say that.
And you know what I'm saying? They're going to go KRS-One if you really old school.
Yeah. Like, honestly, KRS-One is dope.
He's dope, but he was before even my generation.
Yeah.
I'm over here exposing how old I am.
Oh, you see? I don't think you did.
Nah.
I think that you came out a lot younger than you thought.
But nah, man, like, my top 5, man, it might sound a little weird. And there's no in particular order, because, like, I don't like putting number 1.
Right.
But, like,
right. Okay.
My top 5, no in particular order. Definitely Jay-Z's on that list.
Yes.
Of course.
Got to.
Definitely Notorious is on that list.
Of course.
I ain't gonna lie.
You know Brooklyn all day.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Zero.
Yo. Okay.
That's my, you know, Houston roots. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honorable mention before I name the last two, K Reno. Very dope lyricist. Like, I'm into lyricism. I'm into storytelling. And, like, you know, yeah, you can't dance to it, but it's like, you know, when you inspire to be an MC and you listen to other people that influence you and make you change your style, to me, that's greatness. Like, everybody, anybody and their mama can rap and make a good song. Like your girl Cardi, but you know what I'm saying? That's the y'all should have saw how she looked at me.
Okay, give me your other two. Give me your other two.
My other two, definitely. I go with Devin the Dude.
Okay.
Man, Devin was my nigga, man. Like, and before, like he was popping before niggas even knew he was, like, only niggas from Houston knew who Devin the Dude was, but he was worldwide.
Okay.
Because, you know, he had that song with Short. He had the song with Jay, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Devin was definitely my dude. He's one of the few people I actually bought a physical CD for. I had Trying to Live. I still bang that to this day. Just Trying to Live and To the Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Those were, like, man, okay. I used to bang them hoes all the way through. All the way through. And let me see. Number five. I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm gonna have to go with Wayne.
Mm. Okay.
I saw Wayne start off as a low tier hot boy,
mm-hmm.
and now he's Lil Wayne.
Right.
Wheezy.
Right.
Not even just the whole Tunchi thing. Like, he's Tunchi now. You know what I'm saying? For sure. I saw this dude. I haven't had all his albums.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's your top five.
That's my top five.
Okay. I feel like my top five,
mm-hmm.
No particular order.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Jay-Z.
Yeah, I agree.
Yo, I can't. Why is he not on your top five? Like, I'm questioning you as a person.
You got to be dumb if Jay ain't on your top
five. Come on. Nicki, All Day Long. Phenomenal. Just, yes. Mm-hmm. Queen. Kim.
Yeah, I see that.
Love Kim. Yo, like, she just put you in the zone. Like, whenever I think about, and my favorite line, my favorite verse from her is "The Crush on You." Yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
No time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
No time.
Drake.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Drake. All girls love Drake.
Of course.
If he is not on your top five, I'm questioning you as a person as well. I'm sorry. I am.
He's in my top 10. And
I'm not even
a huge fan of Drake. That's the thing. And he can make my top 10. And I'm not a huge fan. That's saying something.
Okay. And number five, Pimp C.
Oh, man. Just for talking how he walks it. Like, that's the epitome of rapping real.
Oh, my gosh.
When you rap how you really live instead of this fake shit.
Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm drawn to that shit.
But I love that. It's not even, he's just so smooth and I love how he talk. Like, it's just like my man's.
Oh! Pimp C, go ahead.
Hey, man, I saw a post and it said, y'all mama must ain't never played. Pimp C. Cause you letting hoe ass niggas ride.
I just ain't learning.
Man, I never agreed with something so much in my life. Man, UGK, yes, Bun B for sure. Pimp C, I grew up on all of that. Zero, all of that.
Zero the Crookie.
I'm telling you, there was one CD my mom played.
AK, you bitch niggas gonna lay.
I'm done.
And we load these K-A-A's. Low and train. And it's by nature, no doubt.
But yeah, that was, lit.
Always, man.
Yes, yes, sir. Okay, so who is your favorite artist of all time?
All time?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. Because you gotta, it's like it's categories now, you know what I'm saying? As far as influence, Pac, of course.
That's your favorite artist of all time?
As far as influence.
Okay.
Not lyrically.
Nah, don't get me wrong. Very talented. Very talented.
Not lyrically.
God rest his soul. Like, he really dope artist. And I love, like, I think my favorite just moments of Tupac is when he is just in the press going off. Just off.
That's what made him.
And he is saying, and he not talking stupidity. He's saying some real life. I think that those are my favorite moments of Tupac. And I feel like at a certain point, Kanye was doing that for me. But then I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? You can be, you can believe in whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, when you support somebody that has been openly racist, like you openly said something, and not even just racist, sexist. And
And that's why Kanye isn't in my top five anymore, because I still am to some extent. And how everybody say the old Kanye, yes. But like, you gotta understand, when I started my freshman year in college, I actually met Kanye. He was on this promotional tour for the College Dropout. So he went to all these HBCUs, and he was like, you know, just like, it was like, it could be no more than like 80 people. And he like performed Through the Wire. He did the song that he did with Freeway and Mos Def.
Okay.
And he did, what else did he do? He did one more song, but he did like three songs. Like, hey, yo, man, I'm coming out. You know, I'm with the Rockefeller team. I just want everybody to support good music. This back before he even had good music. Yeah. But he was still working with those people. Because you remember that the opening had Keisha Cole on there.
Yes.
And a lot of people thought that was the actual Bernie Mac. That was D-Ray Davis doing Bernie Mac's voice.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't even Bernie Mac.
That wasn't Bernie Mac?
That was D-Ray Davis.
Wow.
Because D-Ray is from Chicago, too.
Oh, wow. It sounded like Bernie Mac, though.
I mean, yeah, he did a great job with it. And it was crazy because when I got that, I was like, and you know, I was in college and he's like the College Dropout.
Yeah.
And it's like it dropped and like, man, that kind of just shut down a lot of shit. And that's kind of why I started moving more towards, you know, East Coast and Midwest music, because it's like all the South sound the same. And that was during the time Atlanta just took off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to have to, I definitely did mess with Kanye back then.
Yeah.
I will say that I probably was more on the Atlanta wave just because, you know, I was into shaking that Laffy Taffy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Into, you still are. She's a good girl.
For the most part. Okay, yeah. So I definitely agree with you. I think my favorite song.
I think we're artists of all time.
I know.
Okay.
But I was going to say from Kanye.
Okay.
In that era, okay. Spaceship.
I've been working Spaceship.
Man, I wasn't even working in, and I just felt like, yo, this song's
real,
tough.
Real,
this song is tough. And then when I started working, I was just like, yo.
Every time. Yep.
Yo. I feel just like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that was my favorite from him.
I bet you yelled this out loud. My manager assaults me again.
I'll be assaulting him.
After I fuck the manager
up.
I'm a shorten that register up.
No, I wasn't yelling that one. No. No, I'm not shortening the register.
I ain't Jackie Joe.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Okay.
So, I think my favorite artist of all time. Ooh. Now, you know, I can't do favorites. Like,
and I just said the same thing. See, it's hard to pick a favorite.
Ooh, I can't even, because if I'm going to do favorite artist of all time, it's going to be between, the female Holy Trinity, and that's Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
Beyonce, and Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
If I'm going male-wise, not going to lie, it's probably going to be between Jay-Z and K-Dot. Like, mm-hmm. The energy. Okay, so I've been to two Kendrick Lamar concerts, and the energy is bananas. Like, yes, K-Dot. Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Kendrick. Yeah, I love Kendrick Lamar. He's so... I just love the way that he just shows so much love to the black woman. Like, it's just, yes, I'm here for every single bit of it.
Yeah.
When he was on the Damn tour,
yeah,
his visuals, his backdrops, like, it was like he was on a journey. And the whole time he was on a journey, to get to this to get to the gold. Yeah. And the gold was in between the black woman's legs.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, God. Okay. I'm here for this, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I just love him. Like, it's always positivity and it's always a message with him. He's not just spitting for the pure fact of spitting. He's definitely put thought behind it. And I think that he gives me a lot of Andre 3000. Like, I get a lot of that vibe from him.
It takes a certain amount of, I want to say, commitment to your art to actually express what you go through or what, like, how, like, you know, Kendrick got this whole thing, like, you know, I'm not a street nigga, but I grew up with street niggas.
Right.
And, you know, right, I'm not necessarily telling my story completely, yep, but, you know, I'm telling other niggas' story that, you know, I'm with, I'm connected with.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
And, you know, that's what's so pure about it. Like, I mean, I feel like, you know, when you listen to his type of music or J. Cole, like, they're not lying. You know, there's no deception in it, man. It's like a lot of times, agreed, people sit up there in front on a mic just because they can rap or somebody that,
right,
wrote it for them could write the lyrics but can't rap it or is not, you know, presentable. The presentation ain't the same.
Right.
You know what I'm, agreed, saying? That's why it's like a lot of these new school rappers, you have to have a whole facade,
mm-hmm,
and a buildup,
yeah,
just so people could buy. Because, like, I remember talking to my brother about this. It's like, listen, you can rap your ass off, you can do all this, but if the little kids that's growing up and coming up don't want to be like you and the women don't want you, they're not fit to listen to what you're rapping about. Like, what, and we're going to get to this, but we're going to go get to the underrated. Underrated rapper to me that should have made it as far as lyricism. Now, keep in mind, I told you about this before, Joe Budden. Hands down.
Oh, God.
He's an asshole. I get it. He's not, but see, he's not marketable. That's the thing. He's like, nobody wants to be Joe Budden. Nobody wants to look up to Joe Budden. Like, even though that nigga get mad hoes, but that don't matter. That he just,
I think the most underrated rapper, though, is Ludacris.
I mean, I agree with that too. Well, like, you know, that's commercial. Like,
I get it, but
Ludacris got bars. Luda got bars for days.
And you know what? Okay, so what? Some of it is silly, but I think that it sucks that Eminem can be silly and still be top five. You know what I'm saying? Eminem could be, and why is that? Is it because he white or what?
M can spit.
Oh, for sure.
But the thing is, man, M caters to those kids that's bullied and like, hey, man, I can get tough. Soon as, you know, not like get tough, like start bucking at people or anything like that, but like Eminem represents those kids, like, well, I wasn't accepted, but I fuck with black people and I want to rap, let me rap. You look up, it, you look, go online and under any comment, Eminem damn near got a beehive. You say anything dope, opposite of dope when it comes to Eminem, motherfuckers gonna attack you, man. Like, straight up.
And
M's one of my favorites. He's definitely in my top 10.
I can't even tell. Like, I like Eminem, but am I a fan?
They can't fuck with his content. You know what I'm saying?
Am I a fan? No.
Now, if you put my top 5 albums, Marshall Mathers LP, that nigga was spitting his truth. Everything he spit, you believed it because, you know, MTV built him up to be this great white hype for the industry. But the
thing
is, so you
think MTV hyped him up?
I definitely think that. Because at first, all he was going at was like the pop stars.
Yeah.
And when people
were
like, okay, well, pop stars aren't fun no more. We need to be like Eminem. Fuck all these non-singing ass people. And he was like going at NSYNC and what, Britney Spears,
mm-hmm,
and
Christina.
And like, they didn't even pick no fight with this nigga. With his white nigga. But you know what I mean. And it's like, just during that time, like, that was the way. There wasn't social media back then. Like, if they had social media back then, I'm pretty sure NSYNC fans would have attacked him. There would have been some kind,
man,
of, like, march. Oh, he's sexist and all that
so
stuff.
Do you think
he wouldn't. That's why he ain't really, like, the only reason why he's hot, popping now is because of his past. And he has a history of being a dope lyricist, regardless of his content. Like, this nigga can sit up here and rap about bullshit, but he's rapping better than, you know, half of the people that's quote unquote on top.
Yeah.
This nigga killed, he didn't kill him, but this nigga outshined Jay on a track he produced,
yeah,
for Jay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Renegade, they,
yeah,
both
Renegade
win.
Was good.
They both win.
Yeah.
Like, Jay killed that shit. M killed it, but I'm sorry, M's verse was better than me.
Now he's.
I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would definitely agree with that. I thought that his verse was better than Jay, but you know, I love Jay-Z. I love me some Jay-Z. Yeah. Brooklyn BK all day, baby.
Jay-Z is the greatest right now. Of like right now, he's the greatest. I'm sorry. Ain't nobody tell you. Wayne came close.
He did. Oh my God. During that era, I remember getting into it with so many people because I was just like, Wayne is not the best rapper alive, but he is great.
He's very great. His
mixtape.
Mixtape monster.
Let me tell you, between him and 50, like mixtape, my boy was dropping straight fire.
On mix for something you can get for free.
For the freezy.
And killing it.
So do you think that social media has a lot to do with the influence of hip hop right now?
Yes.
Popularity. It's a popularity contest. I agree.
Before social media, you have to actually show up to these places to see this. See this shit. Now they can just record some shit.
Say it and put it online. Can you imagine the beefs? Like back then, like I feel like the greatest beef to me of all time. I feel like there's two.
Okay,
the first one is gonna be definitely the Nas and Jay-Z beef. Yo, Ether to me was one of the most. I was like, damn, you feel like that?
I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. Come on, man. Come on, man.
My boy went in.
And
you know
crazy
what?
Part,
and Nas is definitely in my top 10, for sure.
Man, come on.
Nas is definitely in my top 10. He didn't make my top 5, but he definitely in my top 10, for sure.
AKA Nostradamus.
Yes, baby. Oh, my God. And I feel like the second beef, I'm going to have to say the Nicki and Remy. That, Sheether, equally disrespectful.
Yeah.
I feel like it was filled with a bunch of hearsay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It was definitely filled with a bunch of hearsay, but when I heard that, I was like, damn, are you mad? Are you mad? Like, yeah. Girl,
I mean, she had to get a point across. Like, I'm back, bitch. You gotta.
which I mean, ultimately, she didn't even win. Like to me, that beef, she did not. Remy didn't win to me.
She's not gonna win.
She didn't win to me.
Nicki has more fans.
Not only that, Nicki to me, I feel like she played it smart.
Of course.
If she gonna clap back, she gonna clap back on a record that you gonna hear every time. Anyway, whatever, she decided to make money. And I remember getting into it with a bunch of people about this same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, you know, it sucks that, I mean, we talking battle rap. Okay. I feel like it's a different day and age. And I feel like Nicki used it to her advantage and she did a great job doing it. If you can't tell, I'm a Barb. I'm part of the Beehive.
Yes,
I'm part of the Beehive,
she
too.
Is.
And I'm part of the Navy. Mm-hmm. So, Holy Trinity all day long.
Mm-hmm.
We not even going. So we was going to say, like, I was going to talk about the Cardi and Nicki beef. There's no need to. But there's no need to.
It
but
is,
there's
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Cardi got fans, too. And that's why. That's why.
But and I feel like the fans, I feel like this whole beef really started with the fans type thing.
That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah, you think the fans started it too, babe?
Yeah.
Not that I feel like they started it. I just feel
there was
like
there's no comparison.
Cardi, there isn't any comparison. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize there's no comparison with Cardi and Nicki. Like, okay, Cardi is up and coming. I feel like Cardi is one of those people to where she say that she don't care about what people think, but she care about what people think.
She
cares about what people think.
And it's
because
just to co-sign and piggyback on that, she doesn't care what people think about her, like far as her actions, but when people are talking shit,
yes,
she gotta say.
And I feel like, you know, you up and coming. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't let people get you into some stuff.
Right.
And then it be something. And then the only thing that we remember you by is you having a slight tiff with another female artist. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that. Like, and it's always, the game has always been like this. Maybe not even always. Maybe not at the beginning.
Yes, at the beginning.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Because I'm saying, the reason why I said no, I don't think so, is because you had MC Lyte. You had Queen Latifah. You had Yo-Yo.
So you don't think they never had cyphers together?
I think that they had
cyphers. Tried to eat each other on the track?
I don't think so. I don't think it was like negative. Like, I don't think that it was negative like how it is right now.
Of course.
But I'm saying, like, I don't feel like it was like, oh, I'm not going to work with her because I feel like I'm better. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think that it was much more love. And I feel like that they respected the craft and was just like, oh, you doing it too? Bet. Let me get you on a track.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bet. Let's do that. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like during that era of time that it was a problem. But at the same time, like, it was definitely a different day and age. Yeah. And I feel like the women got together, they did their thing. I feel like now they try to make it seem like it can only be one. It's only one. And that sucks.
And that's the question I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry, I had to spring this up on you.
Okay, what's the question?
Why is it that women cannot connect in hip hop?
I think it's ego. I think it's ego.
I know what it is. I just want to hear it.
I think it's ego. I really do think it's ego. I think that, you know, with any female,
you always want to be
The best, and you want to be on top, and you want to remain that, period. And I just feel like with women, it's a bit different. We're territorial about a lot of things.
Y'all lying this.
Yeah. Just listen. It can only be me and me only. And which it sucks because.
And if it ain't me, then shit.
It ain't going to be nobody.
Exactly.
I'm about to destroy for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. It's funny that's brought up, but I feel like with the whole Cardi and Nicki B, like, and don't get me wrong, I feel like Cardi B got potential, absolutely. Like, you know what I'm saying? I bopped to a few of her jams, not all of them, but a few of them.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like with anything, with practice, it makes you better.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's on the spot right now, and she feels like, oh, I gotta show them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just this. I'm not just that. And I also feel like you let people get in your ear. You can't have a bunch of yes men around you.
Nah. Because they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
All the time. And when something ain't something ain't it.
And you rarely got people that's at that type of, you know, pedestal in their head. And, you know, because social media can just build your ego up
so high.
So you doing some shit without even talking to the person. You responding to fans.
Yep.
And not the actual person.
And then I hate how social media creates this facade about you look a certain way. You do certain things. So people make this assumption about you. So that's what it is. Yep. And I hate that. I think that social media ultimately destroys something.
And what's crazy about that is, like, if you actually listen to these people's music instead of going on their antics, some of these people really can spit. Like, for one, at first, I'm not a Kevin Gates fan at all, but you know, before I heard his music, I just saw this nigga, hey, eat some booty. Eat some booty.
You gotta lick the toes.
If you eat the booty, you lick a toes gonna smell like booty.
I'm done.
It's like, dog, I mean, what the fuck? Who the hell is this Kevin Gates nigga? I heard about his antics way before I listened to any of his music.
And the music.
And then
is
when I
good.
Listened to his music, I'm like, man, this nigga can spit.
Yeah. You know, he's talented. I think a lot of artists, also social media, puts it. It also takes away from the talent.
Yeah.
I feel like it also takes away from the talent too, because you're so caught up on what these people are doing and who they beefing with and who this and that and what they say. You're not even listening to the music.
You listen to a facade that's painted by the fans, social media, TMZ, all that that comes out, and you forming your own opinion because that quote unquote reminds you of somebody that you don't fuck with, so you're not gonna listen.
Just like with the whole facade with Rihanna being a hoe, I was like, how is she a hoe? What is her track record?
Man,
y'all are just painting this picture because she was pictured with these different men. That don't mean she slept with them all. Damn. And if she did, so what?
Exactly.
Who cares? Exactly. Nobody was clocking your mom when she... Oop.
Oh, shit. What is this going into?
All I'm saying is nobody was judging anybody. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't even... It wasn't out there like that. Agreed. And that's why I can't stand, oh, everybody out here and popping and whatever. Oh, y'all out here. This different. Okay, let's bring up Freaknik. Y'all was out here popping and wilding too. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't documented.
And if it was nowadays in the freak, that's why the freak didn't
don't know. Happen no more. Yeah, because people I got phones.
Not that I wanted to. But I just okay. That was before
y'all.
That was before.
No, I used to hear about it, and you know what? My mom never went, but she used to. I used to listen to the stories that her and her friend would have. Like I was that kid. Like I was listening, but see. I was the type of kid to where when they was discussing grown-up stuff.
You just stay in your place.
I stayed in my place. Yep. Played like a kid. Yep. Ears was open. But
heard
no,
everything.
Ears was yep. open. Already. So, like, the yep. stories, like, I remember my mom telling me about, she was, like, walking on the beach or something. Maybe she did go to Freaknik. I don't know. But I don't, the type of person that my mom is, I don't, she not a freak hoe. She not a freak hoe. Her friend, possibly. possibly
now her friend on the other hand
now her friend and I'm just going based off of the stories that I've heard you know all the stories that I've heard my mom wasn't the one doing it
yeah
it was her friends
well, why and would she your was, mom say yeah I've been out there like that girl she ain't gonna say that of course
yeah man. But you know friends are friends of friends or whatever mm-hmm. the case mm-hmm. But I'm just going to give my mom the benefit of the doubt. And, like, I know the person that she is now.
Already.
And I just feel like she not like that. I feel like she probably had some wild times, but it definitely wasn't at the Freaknik.
Yeah.
This was behind closed doors. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to be a freak in the sheets and a lady in the streets.
Yeah. I'm hoping every woman takes that advice. And it is like that.
But, you know, shit. People got past and things are different. And I was listening to Fab, actually. He was on a breakfast.
Another one
of my top. Yes, underrated. Yeah. He's another underrated artist, I feel like. Fab spit and Fab come out with hits.
I always had a hard time choosing between Fabulous and Lloyd Banks for who's the quote unquote the punchline king. Because them boys' punches, just like they always got a clever ass punch. You know, and I like punchlines. Like,
yeah, I agree. Me too. I look for punchlines. I like flow. I like punchlines.
Flow is important too.
I like, you need to paint pictures.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be like, boom. You know, with Kim, in no time, one of my favorite lines is when she be like chilling in the Benz with my amigos, trying to sk- a nigga for his pesos. Mm. I was like, yes. Mm. I could see me and my girls doing something like that. Not necessarily.
Oh, you can.
No, I'm just saying, like, the picture is painted. Like, I could put me and my friends in that scenario.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see something like that popping off. Like, okay. All right. Cool.
And to piggyback off what I was asking you earlier about the why, like, women can't unify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain dudes are that way, too.
Yeah.
Like, I heard 50 Egos. Cent, like, bought, like, Ja Rule like had his own like you heard
oh,
about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I heard about that.
This dude's like I
on
guess
tour
back,
and
on
bought
tour.
200 tickets so and that it so, would be empty.
No, but like dog 50, come on, man. Like nigga, it ain't
he's
ever
a troll.
He is. That's what's so hilarious, bro. Cause like that's how he came. Like, could you imagine if a dude like 50 Cent came out nowadays?
Yeah, he's out.
But I'm just saying, like in the beginning,
what is his name? 6ix9ine.
Oh.
Tekashi
6ix9ine.
Oh, no. Hell
no.
He is so 50.
I do not compare 6ix9ine to 50 at all.
He's a troll, man.
6ix9ine's a clown. 6ix9ine's a clown. Now, I like that Gumbo song. I like Gumbo. Niggas, it got the blicky. I like that song. I'm not going to lie. I like the little stupid songs here and there. But that dude's a fucking clown, man. And his hair fits his personality. He's a fucking clown, man.
I think he's very charismatic, though.
No, I'm saying.
I think that he's very charismatic, and I think that he got whatever his game plan is. He got it on lock.
Yeah,
like he definitely
nobody's not gonna have that type of.
Agreed.
See, the thing is, I felt the same way about Bobby Shmurda. I felt the exact same way, and then his whole crew went down. Like,
how you not gonna go down when you make a whole song naming and telling everything that went down?
What gangster rapper don't do that?
I'm sorry though, but you didn't have to name names, Bobby. Mm. Like, don't get me wrong, that's one of my jams. But I actually sat back and listened to that song. My boy naming.
I don't think.
And talking.
I think he underestimated the influence he would have.
He thought it wasn't going to pop.
It wasn't going to be all that. Like,
had a dance. He had a whole shebang go about him.
But see, like, I think, like again, a lot of people fucked with it because it's like, okay, this is the new wave. Like, they would literally play this song at, like, college games.
Yeah.
And blank all that shit out. And it's like, but they playing that everybody smurder dancing and all that stuff. I don't even think that was intentional making that dance up. He just did that shit in the video.
and it hit.
It's like, well, what is that? damn, I don't know what to call it. The smurder dance. Fuck it. Whatever. Like, they did that shit for like 2 seconds in that video.
I liked it.
I mean, I smurder dance too. I still definitely do.
Okay.
It's called
about a week ago. When he threw that hat back up and that thing didn't come back.
Where'd it go, nigga? That shit went all the way up to the sky, man.
But you know what? He did the Bobby bit. Man, I'm Bobby bit. I like that song too, and I love the video. I thought the video was so funny and just
bitch. Oh, you ain't know they call me Bobby. Yeah. Bobby bitch. And I'm about to catch a body, bitch. Hell yeah, that whole slap.
I'm done. You said y'all. I don't use that. Talking about that's what the kids say. Y'all. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what slaps and claps.
Yeah, I know what claps. All right, my bad.
Good night.
My bad.
That was funny. But yeah, no, I think that social media is crazy. I feel like, can you imagine social media being out when Lisa Lopez, aka Left Eye,
she burned down
that man's house? Yo,
she would have been left TLC and blew up. And I think she would have blew up.
I think that she would have blew up too.
When Supernova came out, that was like her first one. And it didn't do too good. And
it's because we weren't ready for it.
I just think, like, with her, you know, to me, she was the prettiest one in TLC. Even though all three of them, they were beautiful. That was a great group, one of the greatest hip hop
female
R&B groups of all time, in my opinion. Like, those girls were so dope. You got crazy, sexy, cool. You got
literally
everything a woman is. You want from a strong black woman and three different girls, but if you could fuse all three of those, like, that's just perfect. I'm sorry. That's just perfect. Crazy, sexy, cool is perfect. I'm sorry. It is.
It is.
You know, what the thing about Left Eye, I felt like, I wish more women felt this way. Like, she was just very confident. And, you know, her insecurities came out, unfortunately, and anger, and she's always gonna be known as burning down Andre Rison's fucking house. And it's like,
when I saw the backstory to it, I'm not disagreeing with her burning down that house.
You don't burn down no, you don't get a nigga back like that.
Hey, man, I understood. Would I done it? No.
If it gets to a point where it's that physical, like...
But I get it.
And I heard they was physical with each other.
Yeah,
so
and then she also said, like, when she had to do that group, like, this is on, I'm only going based off the movie. When she had did that group, it sounds like she was looking, she felt like she wouldn't be heard. So she needed to do something grand for her to be heard.
I mean,
and she was heard.
To me, Left Eye was the, you know, T-Boz. Honestly, I'm a T-Boz fan.
I like T-Boz. I love her gritty, her sound. Like, she's so.
But she's still sexy, though. Like, that's the thing. Like,
T-Boz is cool. Chili is very sexy. I feel like Chili. My boy Jeezy said I done everything in the A, but Chili.
Yeah.
That girl said I was just trying to figure out what that meant.
Remember when she had that reality show? Like, yes. What is it called? What Chili Wants or some shit like that?
Yeah.
And then all the women tell, well, Gary, your standard's too high type shit. And it was like, it was crazy because it was more women commenting mm-hmm. on that shit than dudes.
No, I think that her standards were, you know what? Everybody got something.
Yeah.
Everybody got a quirk to them. If she feels like she don't want liars and they got to have a six pack and be tall.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with that.
Like,
I think women.
I think you can find that.
I think women in hip hop know how hip hop guys are. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, no, I don't want to deal with that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean you have high standards. It's just like, you know, you want to deal with what you want to deal with.
Yeah.
And the same thing with dudes in hip hop that's not like out there like that. Your quote unquote, you know, comments and like, you know, your 3000s, like they looked at it soft. Just because you're not out here fucking random hoes and singing about that shit all the time.
You looked
at
crazy.
You looked
me?
At it soft.
It
goes both ways. It definitely goes both ways.
I always thought that everybody's favorite rapper is married, but they put on this persona as if fucking bitches and getting money is the thing, but you're married.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when that whole thing came out with Future, where supposedly, you know, his diet, he don't even pop pills and...
But that's what he raps
about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He don't even drink lean or none of that. Like, and he don't do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody still support it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, what's up? This popping pill era for me is just like, I can't pop not a mother loving thing. I don't like to feel slow, sick, stupid, none of that.
The only pill I pop is ibuprofen.
Okay.
If I got a headache.
Okay.
I don't take
maybe
Tylenol 4s or none of this
none
shit.
None of that.
Look, maybe some Claritin.
Okay.
Nigga allergies be fucking up sometimes.
That's it. I don't even like taking Benadryl. Do
me
you hear
neither.
Me? Like,
me neither.
I don't like feeling like drowsy and like a zombie like that. That just it ain't just me. Like that ain't me.
And I don't understand how people can have fun on that. Like, that's the thing.
Man, I don't
just
know,
like,
either.
Just stuck. I can't have fun being stuck.
At all. Like, I wanna get loose. Let me see you get loose. Get loose. Who do you think is the king of the South?
Who do I think is king of the South?
Yes.
That's hard. Currently or just
in general?
I mean, I would give it to Tip because I feel like Tip is more lyrical when it comes.
Agreed.
Besides like Zero, but Zero ain't no king. Like, that motherfucker's a soldier. But as far as, like, you know, king of the South, as far as claiming it and his, you know, success and influence, I would give it to Tip.
Yeah, me too. I think so. I would definitely give it to Tip too. I feel like he is very lyrical. I think that he's very articulate speaking, and I just find him so entertaining to watch.
Oh, Tip is hilarious.
He's funny to me.
That nigga's hilarious.
He's so funny, and I don't mean that in like he a clown. I mean
regular speech makes me laugh.
It's
the way he talks and word things
is beyond
makes me laugh.
Look,
it
me laugh. I just be like, okay, Tip, you could have just said that normally.
This dude makes me laugh, and he's not even trying to be funny. That's what's so crazy. This dude literally makes me laugh, and I was like, he's dead serious. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga dead serious, but it's comical to me. I'm sorry.
If you could meet anybody, who would you want to meet?
Andre 3000. Oh, I did meet Andre for the Super Bowl. When we worked the Super Bowl.
Okay.
He walked by and said, what's up to me twice.
Yes.
Wasn't drinking shit. He wasn't dressed weird either. He was just, you know, because when the Patriots played Atlanta, they was here.
Yeah.
And the floor I own, he walked right by me. I'm like, yo, 3 stacks. He's like, what's going on, brother? Say, like, man, yo, big fan, man. Keep doing your thing. All right. Walked past. And then as soon as halftime was over, he walked past again. He's like, you making some money now? I was like, yes, I am, bro. He's like, already. And just walked back into his suite, man. That shit was dope. And if I didn't have a long line of customers, I'm like, bro, let me get a picture. You are my favorite fucking rapper, bro. And I ain't want to. But see, I'm never on no groupie shit like that.
Me either.
But, you know, I definitely was like, he was like literally like right there where my TV at, walking right by me. Like, this is my beer booth right here. And he just walked right by. I was like, yo, Three Stacks. And he turned around, what's up, brother? And kept it moving. And then came back and spoke to me again. Mm. I didn't even see him when he spoke to me again for the second time. So I was like, yo, man, this Super Bowl was worth it. just to see Three Stacks, man.
I think that I would want to meet, Snoop.
I want to meet Snoop too.
Snoop is cool, man. I was listening to my local radio station, the Mad Hatter Morning Show, grew up on that.
Yeah.
And man, he was on there and it was so good. I was like, my boy had me cracking up the whole time. Yeah. He's speaking truth. And I just love Snoop. Uncle Snoop is like really the way. Like,
that's the home.
My boy be saying that and doing that. And I would love to sit down and talk to him.
Yeah. Now, Snoop is dope, man.
I agree. 100%.
I feel like Snoop be trying to, like, you know, he's always on teacher mode though. It's like he's like, hey man, you know, I see you, nephew. And he always got like that still. He still like got that little gangster talk with his. Like, I see you, nephew. You doing your thing. You beautiful. And he like, he be gangster, but complimentary and caring at the same time. And it's like, no.
That's why I love him.
What's going on?
I love him and Martha together. They're amazing together.
And your energy, you know what I'm saying? You just keep that up. You don't give a fuck what's going on out here. You doing your motherfucking thing. Because like when I was coming up, motherfuckers didn't fuck with niggas like this.
Mm.
And I'm here to show you as an older G, like, you doing your thing and I respect it and you got to keep it. I'm like, dog, this nigga Snoop, bro. I watched that you watched his little thing, was it the GGN news?
Oh yeah,
man.
I thought that he was hilarious on there. That, and I love that they spiked the joint to start off the combo.
Yeah.
Like, it was, that was, yes.
And it's funny because you can tell when you watch that, even if they're not smoking on camera, they actually smoked before.
Yes. Because them questions and them answers be hilarious. I think my favorite interview is with Duval.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. When they did the whole, you could do a drive-by.
And Michael Blacks is on that too?
No. Who's, I don't think Michael Blacks. I think it was just
him?
It was just Lil Duval. Uh-huh. And, man, I died laughing. I just remember tears. Because I just thought that was so funny, especially when they did that bit about doing a drive-by to, what was that? You are my lady.
Doing a drive-by to that song.
They did the whole, like, it was hilarious.
It was a Freddie Jackson song.
Yes. Man. Yes, to the Freddie Jackson, You Are My
Everything
Lady.
Everything I need.
And yes, I'm trying to tell you, I was dying. He was like, Freddie Jackson was so smooth. He was so smooth. You could do a drive-by to that. And they did it. Like, they set it up. Like, it was so funny.
I don't think I see that.
It was funny. I think it was like a drive-by from, like, Boys in the Hood or something like that. It was something like that. They had did the backdrop music. And I was dying because I was like, oh, my God. Who is doing a drive-by to this?
That's hilarious.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
Nah, the one I saw... But the one I want to highlight that was hilarious to me was when Snoop had the cast of Son of Anarchy on there, and they didn't smoke on camera, but you can tell they were all fucked up and high and shit. And like, it went to a point where like the lead dude was talking about his mom, and like Snoop turned to him and like, listen, hey, forget that nigga. You's a queen. Fuck that sucker. You got you a son that's on the hit show. He gonna take care of you, so you ain't gotta worry about no nigga. Fuck him. He a sucker. He was like, right on, man. Like,
I but you know what? Snoop always saying some funny stuff.
No, Snoop
like,
is hilarious.
The one thing that I'll never forget was the whole Rob Kardashian, Black China thing, where he was like, you was a sucker. Yeah. Sucker.
She took advantage
and
of
she
you.
And she licked you. Yeah. You got licked.
It's over, man. You got to move on now.
I hollered. I was like, this man is crazy.
Yeah, Snoop's
but
definitely
I like Snoop. Snoop is dope.
That's, I feel the way I feel about Snoop, I feel, even though, you know, 50 a troll now, because, you know, he doing that. I feel the same way about 50. You know what I'm saying? I feel the same way.
I think that 50 gives I feel like when you get 50 one-on-one and you're having a conversation with him, of course it's going to go, I feel like it's going to go left.
But if you leave,
you know what I'm saying?
And he's going to talk some shit back and say, well, do something about it, then yeah, I said it. That's how 50 is to me.
I feel like 50, I feel like he gives people good advice though. You know, just behind the scenes and really talking to them and giving them some personal advice. Like, yo, I think that that's crazy. Or, yo, do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I think that 50 is one of those people. I would like to meet 50 too, but I know he's going to be a wild character. Yeah, I already know.
50 crazy, man.
I already know.
I don't know if I necessarily want to meet 50.
I think I would want to meet
50. 50 crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, that's it for tonight, guys. We're going to end it out like this. You know, got a nice little song for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for being on the show, Harry.
Hey,
and once again, I'm your host, Jaja Banks. And this is the show about nothing. Thank you for tuning in.
100.